The Window on the World is our weekly opportunity to look at the world from the biblical point of view. There's been a little bit of a change in plans. I wanted to say something about the recent discovery of the Gospel of Judas, so-called. And so tonight's Window on the World is actually called The Judas We Never Knew. Judas Iscariot was the last of the original 12 disciples of Jesus of Nazareth, also called the Christ. He accompanied Jesus throughout most of his earthly ministry. He was there, presumably, when Jesus walked on water, fed the 5,000, and raised Lazarus from the dead. He was certainly there when Mary anointed Jesus with perfume. And we know this because John tells us in his gospel that when Judas saw what she was doing, he said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" And John also tells us why Judas said this, not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. That's John chapter 12, verse 6. But of course, what we remember most about Judas are the things that happened in the last days of his life. His secret meeting with the chief priests, his bargaining price for betrayal, his early departure from the Last Supper, and his infamous kiss in the Garden of Gethsemane. And we also remember what happened afterwards. Filled with remorse, Judas told the chief priests that he had sinned by betraying innocent blood, and then he went out and hanged himself. Judas Iscariot was the villain who betrayed Jesus Christ unto death. Or was he? A recently discovered manuscript, the so-called Gospel of Judas, claims that Judas was, in fact, a hero and that Jesus revealed to him alone the deepest secrets of salvation. What difference does this long-lost text make to our understanding of the Gospel of Jesus Christ? Well, there seems to be little doubt that the manuscript is authentic. That is to say, it is ancient. Apparently, it was stolen from an Egyptian tomb sometime in the 1970s and has been in the hands of various antiquities dealers ever since. When legitimate scholars finally saw the document, they immediately recognized the script as coming from the 2nd or 3rd century. The subsequent carbon-14 dating of the ink and papyrus has confirmed this by dating the manuscript to somewhere between A.D. 220 and A.D. 340. The original text is probably even older. Writing back in the 2nd century, Irenaeus mentioned the Gospel of Judas in an important work called Against Heresies. According to Irenaeus, one of the fathers of the early church, the Gospel of Judas was rejected by the church because it was not in agreement with the canonical Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This newly discovered text gives every appearance of being a copy of the same book that was familiar to Irenaeus. And now we know what the Gospel of Judas actually says. It says that Judas and Jesus were the best of friends, and that Judas only handed Jesus over to the religious authorities because Jesus asked him to do it. It says that Judas and Jesus had many private conversations during the last week of their lives, in which Jesus told Judas many secrets that he never shared with any of his other disciples. It also says that Judas was the most important disciple, the only one who really understood Jesus. And so, for example, Jesus reportedly said to him, "Step away from the others, and I shall tell you the mysteries of the kingdom. It is possible for you to reach it." The Gospel of Judas also says that handing Jesus over, that in doing this, Judas actually liberated him from the flesh of his physical body so that he could become a pure spirit. This seems to be what Jesus means when he says to Judas, "You will exceed all of them, for you will sacrifice the man that clothes me." Now, none of this is at all surprising. I say that not because it doesn't contradict everything that we know about Judas from the New Testament. Obviously it does. But because it agrees with everything we already know about the Gnostic heresies of Egyptian religion. You see, the Gnostics promised to give their followers inside information, secret spiritual knowledge that was only disclosed to someone initiated into the rites of their religion. And the Gnostics also denigrated the human body, believing that the spirit was always pure, while the flesh was inherently sinful. This kind of spirituality is directly opposed to Orthodox Christianity, which presents the gospel of Jesus Christ as a fact of history that is accessible to anyone who will take the trouble to read what the Bible says. Biblical Christianity also refuses to dishonor the bodies that God has made in His image. We believe that our souls have also fallen into sin, and that this brings our bodies into corruption and finally death. But we also believe that by the power of the resurrection, God will raise us up from the dead, redeeming our bodies as well as our souls. But you will not read about any of this in the Gospel of Judas, because it mentions neither the crucifixion nor the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Instead, it ends rather abruptly. Judas hands Jesus over, but we are never told what happens to him after that. And this means, of course, that the manuscript doesn't deserve to be called a gospel at all. How can it be a gospel if it doesn't tell the story of the salvation that Jesus accomplished by dying on the cross and then rising from the grave? That is what the gospel is. And yet, predictably, and thanks in part to the National Geographic Society, the Gospel of Judas is receiving plenty of hype in the popular media. No doubt, some people will say that the church has suppressed the true story of Judas, even though the false gospels of the Egyptian Gnostics were written many years after the New Testament. Others will say that Judas was really the victim and not the villain. Isn't this a story for our times? He wasn't bad, you see. He was just misunderstood. This is a lie that comes straight from Satan. The very same Satan who entered Judas on the night that he betrayed Jesus Christ. At least that's what it says in one of the real Gospels. You can look it up in John chapter 13.